Just so we have it on record, how do we pronounce your name and what position do you hold with Asian Access, please?
Well, my last name is Choi, T-S-U-I, pronounced as Choi. I am a board member. I'm sitting on the board of directors for Asian Access.
Okay, so it's Francis Choi?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure I got the pronunciation on that right. Is it okay if we go ahead and start the interview now?
Absolutely. Please go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to do a brief introduction and we'll jump into it. Here we go. Well, we are watching what's unfolding for China as the October 1st anniversary approaches, and obviously things that are going on that affect what's happening in China, it kind of surround what's happening in Hong Kong. We've caught up with an Asian Access board member, Francis Choi, who can give us some insight a little bit about what's happening and how we as believers can be praying into the situation. Francis, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
Well, you're welcome.
Now, if you look at the headlines and you just kind of do a search for October 1st in China, you're going to see that China is really looking at a significant anniversary. Just in a nutshell, just tell us what it is, please.
Well, yes. This year is the 7th anniversary of the establishment of People's Republic of China. And in a way, I'm sure they want to throw a big party and to show the success of the modernization, so to speak, or the economic growth that they have achieved over the decades. And there's going to be major parades and a different type of celebration going on inside China. Yes.
So that's a great thing for China. They're just pulling out all the stops to show the strength and the might of the country. How is Hong Kong fitting into this scenario then?
Well, I think it depends on who you talk to in Hong Kong. Hong Kong is now a very polarized and deeply divided city. And there are people who are still quite trusting of China. And I think what we are seeing, what that has transpired in the last 18 weeks is a reflection of the deeply divided attitude. And it's a matter of, it's an issue of trust and fear of China. For those who are without the trust and fear of the interference of China, of course, you saw the protests, the assemblies, and etc. That's going on. There are people who go to the extreme of, for numerous times, tearing down the Chinese flag and deface it, throw it into the ocean, throw it into the harbor. So there are people who are really with deep resentment towards China. But there are, of course, another half of the Hong Kong people who are still trusting China and believing that there is no other alternative other than to accept and to work with the sovereignty of China in Hong Kong.
Given the situation, the stories that we've been covering recently for China, on China in the United States, have been examining the crackdown or the enforcement on some of the religion laws. And so I guess the question is this National Day and the situation with Hong Kong, will it have an impact or a bearing on freedoms that might affect eventually churches and Christian work?
Well, I think it's a fact that China has been tightening up their control over the freedom of religion, freedom of, especially for the Christians. We saw numerous examples of churches being, especially unregistered churches, being closed down, and church building being torn down. But those are all happening inside China, not in Hong Kong. For over 30 years, Hong Kong churches, even before 1997, that is before the turnover of the sovereignty, has been preparing that maybe one day such limitation or such crackdown, so to speak, would also come to Hong Kong, and has been trying to turn themselves into some kind of a home group base or a home fellowship based type of operation. But in a way, I would say that for 30 years, there's no change of religious freedom in Hong Kong whatsoever. Not that I don't agree with all those preparation. I think we should continue to prepare. I think we should learn as a Christian church. We should learn to work with different type of political situation. However, as far as Hong Kong is concerned, religious freedom has not been threatened or changed. Of course, it is because of the one country, two system. If one country, two system is going to be weakened or to be pulled back, then it's everybody's guess. Nobody knows. So it is a matter of how much the one country, two system can withstand, number one, the potential change of policy inside China, and number two, also how much the grassroots here in Hong Kong is willing to work with the one country, two system. In light of all those tightening up inside China, there is a sense of threat that we can sense in Hong Kong. But in terms of actuality, I would say that for as long as the one country, two system can still be working or functioning as much as it can, Hong Kong churches will still be in a status quo.
How can believers in, say, North America be praying for Christians working in Hong Kong and in China?
I think pray for perseverance, pray for wisdom, pray for being a beacon of hope in the midst of challenges and maybe sense of despair. Personally, I think Christians has to deal with how we see suffering. It's a matter of how mission can be done in suffering, how mission can be done under persecuted situation. There are a lot of fear, and I think that needs to be comforted. There's a lot of opportunity at the same time, because when we look at like 50, 60 years ago during the Cultural Revolution, when all the churches are being closed down in China, even the government churches, it was the time that the Chinese church that has grown the fastest. Nobody would even fathom that. We thought it's the darkest period of time for the Chinese church. It turned out to be during that period of time, the church has not grown threefold, tenfold. The church has grown a hundredfold. And I think we need to have that kind of perspective. And I want the global church to pray for Christians in China, in Hong Kong, to have that kind of kingdom perspective, understanding that it is not about what we see. It is about what we see God has been doing. And I think that is one area that we need a lot of support, prayer support, and goodwill.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's about it, based on what you asked.